Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord of my heart,
wasting and silent as night, nor wanting nor wasting the rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy thoughts which are fountains of goodness and love.
Brothers and sisters, Advent Health Reform Thursday. Welcome all. Welcome to our evening where we can come to give God all the praise that's due to Him. So I just want to give God thanks with a word of prayer. And we are asking my brothers and sisters who join, can you bow your head or kneel? And we will go into a season of prayer. Father, we just want to give you thanks for this privilege. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength as today is our Health Reform Thursday. We thank you for keeping us safe, Lord. We thank you for your protection over each and every one of us. We thank you for traveling mercies. Our various brothers and sisters both went to work and you have brought them back home safely. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for the sweet fellowship that we can come to join and to tell you how much we appreciate everything you do for us. Bless us and keep us tonight that we will share with each other and to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful for this opportunity that I can. And, you know, this is Sister Powell who will be your host tonight. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters, you know, let us know that we are here on this line to help each other and to share with each other. And I will just do a little reading before my brothers and sisters start to press number one, number 12, in contact with nature. Brothers and sisters, this today was so beautiful. It was such a great day today with the sunshine and the breeze was blowing and, you know, it was so beautiful. So I'm just going to read how God has been good to us to give us the fresh air, the breeze, the sunshine, the air. And we know that today is Thursday night, Health Night, that it said here, Health Reform Thursday. And I could just read this little quote before I just read about the nature. It said, I saw that we should not put off the coming of the Lord, said the angel. Prepare. For what is coming upon the earth, let your work correspond with your faith. So we have to have faith in God, trust Him. I saw that the mind must be stayed upon God, our mind, our heart, our soul. Have to put all our trust upon God. And that our influence should tell for God and His truth. We cannot honor the Lord when we are careless and indifferent. We cannot glorify Him when we are desponding. We must be in earnest to secure our own soul salvation and to save others. All importance should be attached to this, and everything beside should come in secondary. So, brothers and sisters, see how it's important for us to really have God, hold God,
continue to trust him, believe that he is able to do all things. The God who have created heaven and earth, created the nature, the God who gave us the food that we're supposed to be eating, the God who gave us the commandment that we're supposed to be keeping, you know. And this we know, that the commandment is for us, for not for those who was there before, but it is for us all to be obedient to his commandments. So we're just going to read a little about the in contact with nature, because I know each one of us have the benefit of nature and see what nature is and how it helps build our system, do everything for us. Without nature, I don't know where we would be. So it said, the Creator chose for our first parents the surrounding best adapted for their health and happiness. He did not place them in a palace or surrounding them with the artificial adornments and luxury that so many today are struggling to obtain. He placed them in a close touch with nature and in close communion with the Holy One of Heaven. So this is what our Father gave us, nature. That is what he has provided for is for our first parents. And we are so grateful and thankful, you know, that we can go out there in the sunshine. We can take the sunshine as the Lord gave us, the 8 laws of health, and it's based in the nature in which he gave us the nutrition. He tells them that is the food or nature that he provided for us. Also exercise for us that is good for us. And all the water, nature drink, the water that we can drink, enough water. So you have nutrition, exercise, we can go up and walk, and, you know, we drink enough water to keep our body, to even allow our body to be flushed out, the poison that is in us, and, you know, we have to drink enough water. He also gave us the sunshine. I tell you, it was so good today. When I went up this road, I went up and I come down, and the sun was just shining, and I am telling you, it is good for us. He also gave us the sunshine and temperance in everything we do, and not only the diet that we eat, the food, our eat, gluttonous, that we eat. He also wants us to be temperance in everything we do. And the air he gave us, that we can breathe in fresh air, you know, and the air is also good for us, right? And the rest, he wants us to rest, right? And we do know that we have a day of rest, that he gave us the day of rest, not us to sleep, to worship. And we know what that is going to be for us, that rest day, that Sabbath that is going, the world is going to, you know, have this Sabbath that God has given unto us. He's going to, the devil want to take away God's Sabbath, but he cannot. So he gave us that, and also our tear rest. Yes, we do rest already, trust in God. So in everything we do, even in the health message, we have to be temperance. And everything we do, we have to know that God, we have to trust him, because only God can help us in everything. When we are sick, we have to go to him, trust him and believe. And as representative for him, my dear brothers and sisters, we have to do his work. And he said, if we do not do his work out there, he will throw stone. He will allow the stone to rise up. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press number one, that we can start it. I don't want just Sister Powell alone speaking, because I know my sisters and brothers on the line, so I'm asking you to press number one, that you can share. Continue. It said, in the garden that God prepared as a home for his children, graceful shrubs and delicate flowers greeted the eye at every turn. just as you, as we read this in that, in this book, and this is from Ministry of Healing, and the page that I'm reading, In Contact with Nature. That is one page, 106 in different book. I have the Green Health Happiness. So God have given us, Lord, the beautiful flowers. He said, the delicate creature, the eye of every turn. Just like when you look outside, you mean your backyard, you look outside on the grass, you see those little flowers, beautiful yellow flowers, purple flowers, and all these flowers just come up and we see how beautiful it is, right? It said here, beautiful flowers greeted our eye at every turn, and there was trees of every variety, many of them laden with fragrant and delicious fruit. Brothers and sisters, I know I love those fruits, especially the mangoes, you know, the oranges, the grapefruit, the apples, the pineapples, and all these things, you know, this is all the beautiful food that the Lord had provided for us. And he said, it said here, on their branches, the birds carolled their songs of praise under their shadow, and the creations of the earth spotted together without a fear. Brothers and sisters on the line, when we can sit down and we hear, can we hear heard from the outside, we can see, and we saw the birds, them flying up in the air. They are singing this song, their wonderful little song. You know, all this is in nature that God has given unto our first parents, and we are enjoying it now, even though, you know, it wasn't like that before, but, you know, we are enjoying nature. So God is so good. He said, Adam and Eve, in their untainted purity, delighted in the sight, while the sounds of Eden, God appointed them their work in the garden, to dress it and to keep it. Genesis 2:15. So they had a work to do. And each day a labor brought them health and gladness, and the happy pair greeted with joy at the visits of their creator, as in the cool of the day, he walked up and down and he talked with them. So they have everything. They got, the creator was there that he could walk with them and talk with them daily. God taught them his lessons because they were he was training them. He was teaching them. And the plan of life which God appointed for all first parents, our first parents, as a lesson for us, brothers and sisters. So this is not for those, the year that we say is in ancient time. It is for us now. And for us to accept and acknowledge what God have given unto us, and to go and share with others and tell others how God is good. So, brothers and sisters, we have to give God thanks for what he has done for us. So I am going to open my line for my dear sister to present her song and also our scripture passage. Okay. Let's give me a five. Where is my pen? Okay. Thank you. 518-650. Your line is open. Thank you for joining. Tell your name, where you're calling from.
Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, upstate New York. Jesus is all the world to me, my joy, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He is my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials sore. I go to him for blessings, and he gives them o'er and o'er. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends a harvest, gold and green, sunshine and rain, harvest of grain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny when he's so true to me? Following him, I know I'm right. He watches o'er me day and night. Following him by day and night, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now. I trust him when life's fleeting days shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy. He's my friend. And I'm going to read Psalms 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrow Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever.
Amen,
Father,
amen.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name. Lord, you are good. You are so, so good. I have to give you thanks. I have to give you praise. I have to adore you. I have to magnify you, Lord. You love me with an everlasting love, O God. Your mercy endureth forever. You love me special, Jesus. I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you, O God. I just want to magnify you. Every day you give me the strength to carry on, and today you give me extra strength. I went to work, O God, and I want to go somewhere. And I asked that person to carry me somewhere, and he was so... I don't know, but God, I say, don't bother go. Bring me home. I come home, and I go on my way, and I go, Lord. You see where I go. You know where I go. I do not know where I was going, but I went to Colony, and I see a young man, and I say, do you know where this place is? And he said, I used to go there, but I don't go there a long time. And he said, I cannot give you the direction. It's walk you're walking. And he said, come, let I drop you. And I lift my eyes and I say, God, how thankful you are. When I go down there, oh God, and I got what I want, I see a next lady. And the lady said to me, rest your thing here on my cart. I rest it there. And after when we check out and come out, she said, you're waiting on somebody? I said, no. She said, where you want to go? I said, I want to go up the road by Colony Center to catch the bus. And the lady dropped me up there. Heavenly Father, who could it be but you? What a mighty God. What a good God. Father, I just want to... Father, I don't have enough words to tell you how thankful I am. Because you are so, so good. Father, what a blessing. Lord, when I was in Jamaica, I always knew about this girl. And this little girl come into this country and she go to school at UAlbany and she graduated on Monday. God, the Father called me and asked me, say he don't have anywhere for she to stay because she gets a job and she's working. And he's living in the Bronx. Oh, God. I asked somebody if he could keep her. The lady said no, and the lady have a big house. Father God, Monday I call my daughter. Not even me call my daughter. My daughter called me, and I said, Alicia, Brittany needs somewhere to stay. Heavenly Father, she never hesitates. She said, Mommy, call our father and give him my number and let him call me. I will keep her, and I will store her things in my basement. You don't have to carry them to storage. Father God, the blessing, God, the blessing whatsoever we have, whatsoever we can do, don't hesitate. Go up ahead and do what we can do because, God, you pour out blessing on us that we don't think of. So, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you, dear God. And if there's anyone I can help with in whatever way, dear Father, I'm willing because I see what you are doing for me. So, Lord, I'm asking you, thank you for this prayer line. And I thank you for all those who are on this prayer line and those who partake and the silent listeners. Bless all of us, dear God. Pour out blessing upon us and help us if we have what the icy mint, we cut it into and give somebody a half. Because the blessing that you bless us with, we never expect it. So, Lord, be with the sick. Feed the hungry, oh God. Close the naked. Open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. Lord, you wish above all things that all of us should be saved. And you wish that we should be in good health and prosper, God, so we can serve you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, help us to turn away from our sin and to look to you, dear God, because you're not going to see us perish. You don't want us to perish. You want all of us to come to repentance because you want all of us to be saved, to come home to live with you in seats, ages of eternity. Father, continue to guide us, continue to control our mind and our heart, and give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, to study your word and keep it in our heart so that it may be a part of our daily life. Continue to bless us, continue to guide us, continue to lead us into the path of righteousness, dear Father. I ask and I give you thanks again. In the name of the Father, Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, my dear sister Barnaby, for that song and also the scripture 1/3, the Psalms, for his mercies endure forever. You know what? We should not be worrying, my dear sister. Look at your testimony a while ago. You were not worrying, but God supplied your needs. And that praise report of your daughter and what she have done, you know. So God wants us to, he doesn't want us to worry. God will, we may say that God will run out from, we asking him for blessing, and we'll say that his love will run out, but God's love will never run out because his mercy flows from a well. that will never, my brothers and sisters, run dry. You know, his mercies of love will be with us even to the end. He just wants us to be faithful. So we know that Jesus, only Jesus, is all the world to me, right? Our life, our joy, and our all. And with him, all things is possible. So we just have to give him thanks for these promises that he have given unto us, my dear brothers and sisters. We are asking my brothers and sisters to press number one, that they can share, you know. You know, we want everyone to participate this evening, that you can share an early time, that give you the time to share. We have the LTIP, right? We have our LTIP person want to share her testimony or bring in something. This is the time that I'm asking you, please, to press number one that I can open. Give everyone the chance. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, Sister Paul. This is Sister Kenson Ali from Albany, New York. And I'm happy to be on this line this afternoon, this evening. I thank God for life. I thank him for strength. I thank him for the power of speech, that we could talk, we could say something. We mightn't be too fluently as some are, but the Lord has given us all ability, all kinds of blessings. And this afternoon, I want to talk about, I would start with my little tip on health. I was thinking, what, there's so much coming up that I didn't know what to say, but I said, well, let me talk about something that is popular, arthritis. And we know that arthritis are what we call pains in the knees and the joints and wherever. But did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis? And each kind is extremely difficult to recognize and diagnose. Even the most experienced doctors struggle to identify the particular form of arthritis you might have. And what's worse is that finding the cause of your disease is even more difficult, if not impossible. The general medical research has said that there are no known cause of this disease and no known cure. Even so, treating arthritis has not become a highly advanced science. Mainstream medicine has developed a vast array of drugs and therapies, all designed to battle arthritis. Whether that treatment be pain, reduction, slow the progress of the disease, or surgically replace joints and knuckles that have been twisted out of shape by this insidious disease. Millions of arthritis sufferers know today. Many of the current treatments can be bad as the disease itself. Side effects from the medicine, terrible. Ruinous financial costs of treatment and medicine. We have to pay a lot of money to be treated. This is a very painful affliction, and it can devastate a person's life. Yet, despite all that is known about arthritis, despite all the research and advancement of mainstream science, and despite the general consensus that it can be cured, many people do, in fact, find a cure for the arthritis. Okay, so it's a lot of things that we can do to cure arthritis. And I'm not going to give you all the things that you shouldn't do and the things that you shouldn't do, like avoid milk, avoid sweets, avoid low-fat diet, avoid fish. They said eat more fish, but I would say avoid fish, because fish is not one of our diets that we should be eating. I believe fish. In herbs. Herbs is what we are all about. So I would say give these natural herbs a try. And I will go right into some of them that you can try if you have arthritis. Number one is devil's claw. Turmeric, we all know about turmeric. Bilberry, hartshorn, bromelain, burdock root, sarsaparilla root, ginger root, willow bark, and eat a lot more of these foods. Pineapple, juice, Brazilian nut, salmon. Well, this is salmon. I'm looking for just herbs. So I will say broccoli, pineapple, garlic, and onions, a lot of onions. So this is one disease that I could give my experience, my personal experience about arthritis, because after I retired from my job and I was home, my knee started to pain me. And I told my doctor, she says, well, you have arthritis in the knee. I said, arthritis. I never really troubled with pain, but, you know, when she told me that, I said, okay. I didn't doubt it, but I didn't own that sickness. I said, nah, I don't have no arthritis. Because back home, we eat a lot of cherries, and cherry is something that you could eat a lot of vitamin C you need when you have arthritis. And I could tell you that I eat a lot of cherries when I was home because I used to grow them in my yard. And I used to eat plenty of cherries. So when I go back to the doctor now, so when she told me that, she said, well, you have to go to the orthopedic doctor there and get something to rub your knee. I said, what? My common sense told me that if you mobilize that joint, soon you would not be able to walk. So I didn't take that. I didn't take her advice. I said, no, I'm going to pray on these knees and ask God to bless it. And that is what God did for me. He blessed my knees, and I did not use no wrapping to keep the joint stable. I said, my knees, at least I used to walk so much at work. Because we need, you know, when you're walking, you walk miles. When you're a nurse, you walk for miles. And when you mobilize that joint, what happens? It won't be getting no exercise. And I accustomed to walking and walking and walking every day. My job was a walking job. Nurses, you know, their work is a lot of walking, up and down, up and down, up and down. And I did that. And thank God today I could tell you, my knee does not hurt me so much, not at all, because I could walk. I still could walk a lot, and I thank God for this. And I want to thank God this afternoon for his mercies, his blessings, his love upon me. He has directed me, and I have used these simple remedies, because as I told you, I believe in herbs, because he has given us every herb for the healing of our bodies. And if we should use these things that God has made for us, we will be much more stronger and healthier. So this evening, I could tell you, arthritis has cure, but you have to eat the right type of food. Because sometimes we eat a lot of things that put poison. And I have learned by reading different books that arthritis really poison that settles in your joints. I firmly believe that. That gives you all from eating all the different kinds of things that you should eat. You eat things and the poison settles there. And inflammation gives you all kinds of pain. My dear, to be wise, my tip is please use vegetables, herbs, the Lord has directed us to use. afternoon. I just want all of the little blessings he gave me up to now. My knees haven't been paining me that much. It's almost, I could walk any distance, and I thank God for that. I want to sing this song, Give God the Glory, because I love to sing. Hail him, the King of Glory. Tell it. It says, tell it to every kindred and nation. Tell it far and near. Earth's darkest night will fade with the dawning. Jesus will soon appear. So I'm going to sing at least two verses of this song. Tell it to every kindred and nation. Tell it far and near. Earth's darkest night will fade with the dawning. Jesus will soon appear. Hail him, the King of Glory. Once the Lamb for sin is slain, there's a wondrous story. Jesus comes to reign. Children of God, look up with rejoicing, shout and sing his praise. Blessed are they who are and watching, look for the dawning rays. Hail him, the King of Glory, once the Lamb for sin is slain. Tell the wondrous story, Jesus comes to. And my dear brothers and sisters, that is my little tip for you, and I will come off of the line and give somebody else a chance to say something. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. God bless everyone on the line tonight.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, my dear Sister Continelli, for that song and also sharing your tip about arthritis, brothers and sisters. So I do hope that everybody gets something from this wonderful health talk this evening. And some natural remedy that we can use for arthritis, brothers and sisters. So please, we are asking you to, you know, try when they have knee pain what we are supposed to be doing. What we are supposed to be doing. So I just want to thank my sister for your sharing. Oh, yes, God is good. Thank you, my dear Sister Continelli. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, brothers and sisters, Advent Light Ministry. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, Sister Powell, I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's awesome. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised, beloved. Brothers and sisters, have faith in the Lord because God is good. He's merciful. I like to thank God for his love because he's awesome. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Power. Sister Power, I have a prayer request. I have a lot of prayer requests. My prayer request is to pray for my mom, live for my mom in prayer, Sister Power, live for my mom, pray for my mom a lot, live for my mom in prayer. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for our brother too, Brother Jari, lift him up too in prayer, Sister Power, and he could come in this prayer line. Pray for Brother Jari, Sister Power, and Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Brother Isma, because Brother Isma is on this prayer line. He's on this Advent line ministry. His name is Brother. His name starts with an I. I-S-M-A. Brother Isma. And Sister Power, tell him to push number one, Brother Isma. Pray for Brother Isma. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Brother Anthony. Lift up Brother Anthony in prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Brother Javel because, you know what's going on, Sister Power. He needs a lot of prayer at this moment, Brother Javel, Sister Power. power. I don't know what is going on to him, Sister Power, but God knows. But God knows everything, Sister Power. Pray for Brother Javel, because you know why, Sister Power, the enemy is attacking him at this moment. Sister Power, pray for Brother Javel, and Brother Javel can be kind to me. Lift up Brother Javel in prayer. Pray for Sister Anna. Lift up Sister Anna in prayer, Sister Power. Her name is Sister Anna, too. Her name is A-N-N-A, Sister Anna. Don't forget to pray for Sister Katiana, start with a T. Don't forget to pray for Sister Lena, Sister Power. Pray for Sister Lena. Live for Sister Lena in prayer. Sister Power, I don't know, can Sister Destinelli, Sister Destinelli can pray for Brother Isma, Sister Power. Sister Power, can you open her line, and can she pray for Brother Isma? Let me sing a song to Sister Power, and she could do a special prayer for Brother Isma, because I invite Brother Isma on this prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. Pray for Brother Isma. Pray for Brother Jahari. Sister Paul, don't forget to tell her the name, Sister Destinelli, because I know she have memory, but Sister Paul, but God knows everything. But let me sing a song at the moment. Tell Sister Destinelli to sing. Tell Sister Destinelli to pray for them at this moment when I'm finished. I'm singing at the moment.
All right,
to the whole, yes, Calvary. The blood that gave me strength today, it will never lose.
Sister Paul, sing with me, Sister Destinelli. We shall to the whole, yes, mountain, the blood to the whole, yes, Calvary, oh, the blood that gave me strength today, it would never lose its power. Sister Paul, can you tell Sister Destinelli to...
All right, yes, Brother Eli, thank you.
I-F-M-A.
Okay,
amen. Tell her right
okay,
now.
Thank you, Brother Eli. Okay, amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. We just want to thank Brother Eli for joining this evening. And sure, Brother Eli, we will be praying for your prayer requests all these lines. And we want to give you, we just want to let you know that, you know, God loves you, and keep continue to share, you know, with your friends. They may not be on the line, Brother Eli, but you just do what God wants you to do. And we sure will be praying for them. So Brother Isma and Jaari and Javel, if you are on the line, we ask you to press number one so that you can share and we can, you know that you are here on the line. Okay? God bless. 8985232. Line is
open. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. First, I'd like to thank God for blessing us, watching over us, and waking us up. We've been having a lot of rain in the southern part of Louisiana. It's been constantly, a lot of areas flooded underwater, but it's not in our town, thank God, but we are getting flooded, but it's just to where we have to move our cars. But our storm weather don't start till June 1st, but it's coming at us early. But we just have to keep it in prayer and keep God in prayer so that we can keep safe. But I'd just like to read this little prayer. Dear God, thank you for the incredible gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through his death and resurrection, we have been set for death and given eternal life. Our salvation sets apart in the midst of darkness. Thank you for overcoming darkness, O Lord. May we live our lives shining brightly to bring your glory and draw others to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. We just want to thank the Lord again because he's worthy to be praised for his only begotten Son. And just have given us mercy, having mercy on us. And he's a good God. He's never a God that do no wrong. He always give us love, and you have to just make sure to make it in that you have to beg, ask for forgiveness, repent, pray, good heart, and honor his word, and he'll let you know at when you go for the before him, the judgment. But all you have to do is do what he say. So I've just been trying to do a lot of studying and just praying and fasting and just asking the Lord to forgive me of my sins. And he know us, he made us, and he know all about us. But God is good nevertheless. Just ask for prayers for the prayer line and all the projects they're asking for, and for the homeless, the United States, everybody that's in the crisis of the COVID and whatever crisis they're in. We want to lift each and every one up. Our sisters and brothers that are off the line, that's on the line, and God bless each and every one. Hold on a minute.
Yes, it's hello, this is John, Brother John from Hummel, Louisiana. And I just wanted to say, hope everyone's having a blessed evening. I stumbled a little bit. I was sitting down. I said, whoa. I stumbled a little bit sitting down, so I said, whoa, for a second. But anyway, I'm okay. But anyway, I just want to say that there's been, like my wife said, been some high waters going on in the midst of the storm and everything. But thank God I've been trying to keep my focus. God has been giving me focus inside my mind. So I feel like everything calm in the middle of rough waters right now and high waters and everything. I feel a calmness in me that only God and Jesus gave me. I know that. And I just want to say that also that he just, like, no matter how bad the water gets, it just seems like still waters, as they use the phrase, still waters. That's what it feels like in the midst of it all. And I just want to thank God for giving me that. And I just want to say that I also want to just thank God for a few things and for having, learning more wisdom. Like, I've been, by being into the word and learning, listening to the prayer line, I've been gaining more wisdom about things, and I know my family asked me, well, how did you get wisdom? How did you know? I told them is wisdom is like knowledge. Is you can, you know, you can read things and stuff like that, and you can get advice from people with knowledge and things. And but I told them wisdom is kind of different. Wisdom is really like paying attention to things in life. That's how I believe you gain wisdom. And just by everyday things you see, you go through in life, and you just pray that God gives you wisdom. That's what I did. I pray him that he gives me more and more wisdom. And I take wisdom over anything, you know, over, like they say, the gold, silver, and all that. I take wisdom. There's another guy in the Bible that said he rather wisdom. And where God asked him, what would he want? What do he want out of all the things in this mm-hmm. world? I can't think of the guy's name right now, but I know it was something in the Bible.
Solomon.
And he said that, what's his name, sis?
Solomon.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Solomon, yeah. And he said that he out of all the things, he let him have anything he wanted, and he said, I just want wisdom. And wisdom, he was, he went a long ways with the wisdom. So by him just saying he wanted wisdom, God gave him everything else. He gave him wisdom, but plus he gave him everything else, a lot of other things too, you know, and abundantly. He had abundant life after that. So he wasn't asking for this, that, and that. He just said one thing, wisdom, and that took him a long ways, and God gave him so much since he didn't overax for so much. I think that's a wonderful story in the Bible. So that's what I asked for, too, wisdom, and God has been blessing me with it. Steady growing a little bit at a time, day by day, every day. And like I said, I'm continue sharing it. I won't keep it inside the things I learned. I love to share it and teach others. And I bless them with the same wisdom that I'm learning. So everyone have a blessed evening. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming and share. And we just want to thank God that God, you ask God for wisdom and he gives you that wisdom that you can partake that what he gave you, that you can share it with your brothers and sisters, and you grow daily in Christ. He didn't ask, as Brother John said, he didn't ask for silver. He didn't ask for gold. He didn't ask for riches, right? You want to know more about Jesus, and when you have more, and what you want, and you pray and trust God, he will give you more and more and more of his blessing so that we all can share with others. So we just want to thank Brother John and Sister Brenda, you know, my dear brothers and sisters. These are powerful testimony of praise and thanks that God have been, what God have been doing for Sister Brenda and Brother John. Even though the rain and the flood, right? He said that he is going over like a still water, that flood and what is happening. He doesn't put that on his brain. Be calm, right? And that is the way you grow in Christ, because Christ said, I promise you that I will never leave you, nor I will never forsake you. So our God can do all things. So I just want to give God thanks for my brothers and sisters who are growing daily in Christ. And by doing the work, by studying the word, and also sharing it with their brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press number one that you can share. We're giving you the opportunity before we go into prayer. We want everyone on the line to participate. And if we have any visitor or first-time caller, we just want to let you know, Advent Live, welcome you on this line, and you're free to press number one that you can share, tell your name and where you're calling from, and we will, you know that we have a guest on the line. So we just want to let you know that the opportunity is also for you to press number one that you can share, and we all welcome you on the line. 225-337, your line is open. 225-337, your line is
open. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Alabama. I'm just calling to give God thanks and his blessings that he's been bestowing on me, friends and family. I am so happy to hear my family on the prayer line, just giving our Father the praise and giving him thanks for wisdom, because it takes humbleness and to submit ourselves to God to get wisdom. So I just want to thank him for his wisdom and keeping Brother John and my sister on the prayer line. And also I'm giving thanks for Brother Nathaniel Maddox that will be joining us on the prayer line. And he will bring us a message, Sister Powell. And he is an herbalist, and he's very knowledgeable about herbs. So I'm asking the prayer line just to keep him in prayer and to be attentive. And he's gonna open up the line for brothers and sisters to ask him questions. So be patient with him, and that he will bring you all some a message. And just ask the Lord to lead and guide him. So I just want to give God thanks for him and his knowledge that God has given to him. So, and that's all I will say, brothers and sisters, because I took time to come out of worship to give this thanks and praise. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brent, Sister Leola, for coming, joining, sharing. And also, we want to welcome Brother Nathaniel, if he's on the line. And we heard what Sister Leola said, that Brother Nathaniel will present today the message this evening, brothers and sisters. So when that time comes, we will hear from Brother Nathaniel. Thank you for sharing. 423-635, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Good evening. Sister Powell, thank you for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla. I'm just thanking the Lord for another Thursday, for another day to come together and pray with my brothers and sisters and be encouraged and hear the testimony and just share the goodness of the Lord and all the health tips. So God is truly, truly good and worthy to be praised. While I'm listening, I am making I've already made my salve, and I'm putting together my product, because I will be going to Arkansas to visit tomorrow, and then from there Saturday night, I'll be going to Iron City, Tennessee, also to visit. So I'm just thanking the Lord for his protection, his love, you know, on each and every one of our lives, that we're spared another day to give him glory and praise and honor and just thank him for his goodness. And I'll just share a verse. I know the time is fleeting, so I will not be too long. I just want to share a verse. Amen. And just keep one of my clients in prayer as I minister to her. And I shared with her the steps to Christ. She has been truly blessed. She said reading the book has made her look at life differently, look at nature. And, you know, it talks about everything minister to the other thing. And we're here to minister to others. We're here to help others and intercede for others and to, you know, be a blessing to each other as Christ was a blessing to us. We ought to do the same, and we know that we'll be blessed in doing that. So Psalms chapter 20, starting at verse 1, it says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee, and send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion." So let us remember that the Lord is going to protect us and guide us. Once we're obedient, once we have accepted the eight, there's more than eight laws of health. Once we're obedient to his law, his commandment, once we have not you know, desecrate the body once we know right. You know, in ignorance, he winked at us, but once we know right and we have trust in him to take care of us, to help us and heal us of infirmity and eating right and, you know, all the eight laws, and we're doing our part, he will bless us and he will protect us and guide us and help us where we're struggling. So be encouraged, brothers and sisters, and be blessed, and thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line.
Can you pray for us when the time comes, please?
Sure. Yes,
time.
Ma'am.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Carla, for coming in here. And, you know, you are so blessed. You told us, busy lady, you will be going to Arkansas tomorrow, and then through Sabbath, Saturday evening, you will be in Tennessee. Just pray that. We're just praying that God will keep you, he will bless you, and he will give you traveling mercies and all these trips, and, you know, you will be there by your side. And I just want to thank God for the work that God have been using you, Sister Carla, to do, you know, even with your clientele, and you're sharing the word of God with them, and they are so blessed. So we know that God, this is the time that the Lord is telling us that, you know what, he's going to pour down the latter rain spirit upon us. Just as the day of Pentecost, and when we are filled with the spirit, you know, we can't keep quiet as we are on this line. No one can keep quiet. They have been sharing their testimony. They have been praying for each other. They have been giving book out. They have been telling people about the coming of Christ and what they are supposed to be already and prepare. So you know what? This is not ourselves doing that, you know. So we just want to give God thanks for this little gathering that we can come as sisters, and we can come night upon night as brothers to read their word and to listen to the word. And, you know, we are also blessed with speaker information. This little group is not really said we are not getting the message or the word or the information. We have been getting it. And so we have been blessed with the word of God and also the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we are learning from each other. So this is a great blessing for each of us on this line. Right. I saw some line, you know, some number. I'm going to open this line. I don't know if the sister wants to share. Sister Lynn, I'm going to open your line. If you want to, maybe a prayer or something, 347-645, your line is open. If you want to share, we welcome you. Can tell your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Sister Paula. Good evening, everyone. I am Sister Marvelyn from New York, from Queens, New York. And I've been on the line a little while. I'm enjoying everybody's participation and testimony. And I would like to add my mind with my brothers and sisters. Are you hearing me? Am I being heard? Am I being heard?
Amen, 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 Sister Lynn. Thanks.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Yes. So we are in this pandemic, and you know, I was very concerned about it, so I've been researching and praying and asking God to direct me what to do, So I was listening on YouTube to one doctor. She was speaking up so profoundly, so excellently about the preparation and how good it was, this job, and I felt so good about it, and I went to bed. In the morning, when I woke up, I was kind of confused when I remember, you know, what this lady said, the doctor. So I knelt down and I prayed to God to show me, to just let me know if what she's saying is true, or, you know, if I am wrong, or who is wrong, or, you know, to clear it up for me. And as I was about to go to my kitchen to make my breakfast, the spirit to go back into the room, sit on this stool. And when I sat on this stool, I God directed me to a book. There were so many books, and the Spirit impressed me to pull out that book. So I pulled out that special book. And as I opened the book, I saw the topic. I saw that it's in the Ministry of Healing. It's in another book. Anyhow, about getting out of the city. Don't be trapped in the city, getting out now. So she quotes, lady quotes from the Ministry of Healing, and the chapter she quotes from is the Physician and Educator, page 43. And so I just, because of time, I'll just read a little part of it as answer to my prayer. It says that drugs do not cure disease. It is true that they sometimes afford present relief, and the patient appears to recover as a result of their use. This is because nature has sufficient vital force to expel the poison and to correct the conditions that that cause the disease. Health is recovered in spite of the drug, but in most cases, the drug only changes the form and location of the disease. Often the effect of the poison seems to be overcome for a time, but the results remain in the system and work great harm at some later period. By the use of poisonous drugs, long illness, and many lives are lost that might be saved by the use of natural methods of healing. The poisons contained in many so-called remedies create habits and appetites that mean ruin to both soul and body. Many of the popular nostrums called patent medicines, and even some of the drugs dispensed by physicians, act a part in laying the foundation of the liquor habit, the optimum habit, the morphine habit, and they are so terribly a curse to society. The only hope of better things is in the right principles. Let physicians teach the people that restorative power is not in drugs, but in nature. Disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions that result from a violation of the laws of health. In case of sickness, the cause should be ascertained, unhealthful conditions should be changed, wrong habits corrected, then nature is to be assisted in her effort to expel the impurities and to reestablish right conditions in the system. So I would encourage everyone, when you have time, to continue. There are many more important parts in this chapter, and each of us should go to God, ask God's guidance, and to make the right decision in taking this. Because if we go the natural way, if we obey the 8 laws of health, then we can build up that strong immunity, and God will protect us from this pandemic. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Amen, amen, amen. What that chapter was again, Sister Lynn, can you just take the chapter and react to our brothers and sisters? You know, can you just give the chapter again that we can? Sister Lynn, can you tell the chapter that our brothers and sisters can go and finish?
Oh,
I
don't have the chapter, the Physician and Educator, chapter 43.
Okay, all right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you,
page
my 43, dear.
Page 43,
yes.
Physician and Educator, page 43.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, my dear. Brothers and sisters, that we are getting the meat, on this line. Just a while ago, dear sister came and she was giving us the remedy about arthritis. And, you know, she read about it and what it is and how we could get cured by natural remedy. And also our dear sister came and actually giving us reading, you know, these things, how important these things is for us, our health, right? Great physician. And as she mentioned, the eight laws of health, and that is the eight doctor call. That actually our doctor call, you know, we can go in because he told us how important this is, and we can just repeat it a little. You know, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, hear, rest, and trust in God. You know, if we follow and be obedient to God, right, as he said to us, my dear brothers and sisters, he said, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health. And he also said, I will not cause any of these diseases to place upon us if we are faithful, like what happened to the Egyptian. And he also read, as we was reading this there, I think it's in Genesis, that he's telling me 1:29, that he said he gave us the herb, you know, for meat. And, you know, he gave us everything. So all we have to do is to be obedient to God's health law. So, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask Sister Carla if she can lead us in prayer. And if our speaker is on the line, if you can press number one, that I can know that he is there, Brother Nicholas. 423-635, your line is open. Sister Carla, can you do the prayer for us? You heard the request mm-hmm. from Brother Eli of quite a few names. You know the names there. And also Sister Barnaby. And we have Sister Kaylee. Now you know Katie on the line. Please remember her children, especially grandchildren and son. And also pray for Sister Leola, Brother Udi, and the entire group. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John. Thank you, my dear sister.
Amen. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Kind and loving Father, we thank you this evening for your many blessings upon our life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for wisdom and knowledge. Just like you gave your prophets, your people back in the days, you're still pouring out your blessing upon us if we will just ask, oh Lord, even the Holy Spirit, which will teach us and guide us, be our comforter in all these things, oh Lord. We thank you ever so much, Father. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, oh Lord. Please help us, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. There's nothing good in us, but because of your mercy, because of your grace, your love, we're still here. Let us glorify you with every fiber of our beings, O Father. Let us praise you. Let us give you praise and honor and thanksgiving because you are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Just looking at the trees yesterday, Lord, it's so beautiful. If the trees was any color than green, it would look out of place. But you know everything, and you put everything in order. Just like us, oh, Father, you have made us for a purpose, oh, Lord. Help us to seek that, oh, Father. We ask that your will be done in our life. We lift up Sister Barnaby, oh, Father. You know everything about her. I ask that you will touch her, Father. Continue to strengthen her, Father. Give her wisdom and understanding, perseverance, O Lord. Protect her and guide her. Also, Sister Consonelli, I thank you for all that she's doing and just all her tips and her rich benefit on this line. Like each and every one of us, we have a purpose to serve you and to serve each other, Lord. Bless her mightily, Lord. Hear her prayer and answer her according to your will, Lord. I thank you for Brother Eli and his faithfulness as a young man, Father. I ask that you will bless his mother because of the parents. That's why the children are in the faith or are growing, oh, Father. But I ask that you will have mercy upon those that have went aside, oh, Father, have mercy and help them to come back to their first love, which is you, O Lord. Please continue to be with Brother Eli, his family, and his friend, O Father, his many prayer requests. As you know, each and every one of his friends, his associates, O Father, his classmates, O Father, especially Jahari. May you answer them, his prayer. May you touch the hearts of these young people, O Father. May they receive the love of Christ through Brother Eli, Father. Bless him, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Be with Sister Brenda and Brother John. I thank you for them. Thank you for their faithfulness. Continue to bless them, their children, and their grandchildren. May they draw closer to you and give their hearts to you. Also, Sister Leola and Brother Ray, I thank you for them. Mother and Father, unto me, O Father, what a great spiritual brother and sister that we have, O Father, and I just ask that you will bless them. I ask that you will continue to supply their needs, O Father. May you hear their cry, O Father, as they cry out to you for wisdom, for direction, for help, for strength, O Father, to be overcomer. Lord, please bless them right now. Even Sister Powell, we thank you for her and her dedication to serve you on this line as she come on and minister to us, O Father, in her words of ways, Father. Bless her, Sister Stephanie, her daughter, and her children. Be with them in a marked way, Lord. Servant of yours, willing and able, Father, and also Sister Powell, other daughters and her son and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, be with them also, Lord. Be with Brother O'Neill and his children and his family, Lord. Bless him in the market and his business, O Father. May it grow. Bless Brother Udi, I ask, O Lord. Strengthen him, O Father. He was having problem at the job being attacked, O Father, but we know that the devil is wrapped with the people of God as we're sending forth the message in the workplace, wherever we go, as we are being witness of you, Lord, the devil will come down upon us through various needs. And I ask that you will bless Brother Udi, protect him, Sister Melissa, Caleb, and Elizabeth, Father, and their in-laws. Be with them in a special way. Be with the store, Father. May you bless it. May you supply their needs according to your riches and glory. Be with Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson and their family in the Mark way. Continue to supply their needs. Brother Rick, Ashley, his other daughter and son and grandchildren and his wife especially, Lord, please cover them under your blood. Brother Bernard, I ask that you will be with him and protect him as he's on the highways and the byways with the truck driving business, Lord. Also, Lord, myself, I ask that you will help me, Lord, that you will strengthen me, Lord. I pray that your will be my will, Father. Bless my children, Nicholas and Amanda, Lord. Supply their needs. Draw them closer to you, O Father. Be with Sister Katie, Lord. She loves you, and she wants to be saved, and she wants her son Dominic, Autumn, and the two grandchildren to be saved, and the rest of her family, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord. Touch their hearts, O Father, that they will open their hearts to you, seeing that we're in the last days, O Father. And I thank you for the dear sister that just shared, O Father, reading, Lord. I ask that you would help her and strengthen her, continue to direct her, and may she tell others about natural ways of healing and not to turn to drugs or medication, because those things just make us sicker and it causes other problems within our body. But we have the great physician who had made us, and he made the healing. They're in the leaves, they're in the trees, O Father, they're in the earth. We thank you, O Father. I ask that you will bless the speaker in the Mark way, Lord. You know everything about him. I ask that you will be with him. Touch him, O Father, from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. Fill him with your Holy Spirit to be able to help us, O Father, and give us instruction in these in medical missionary and whatever you laid upon his heart to speak to us about, Lord. Please bless all the unspoken prayer requests, as I pray. Those that are listening via the internet, be with them in a special way. Supply their needs, O Lord, as they cry out unto you, Father. If there's anything I forget, please fail not to bless them, O Father. Please strengthen your people. Help us, O Father. Guide us and teach us, O Father, so that we can go out there and truly say that we are your disciples. We thank you ever so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla. As the Lord said in Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I will just offer another little word of prayer, and then I'll open the line for the speaker, asking the speaker to press number one. My voice is going. Kind and loving Father, this moment I just want to give you thanks and praises for the blessings, Lord, of we as sisters and brothers can come to join to give you all the praise that due to you. And as my sister lifted up all these prayers, dear Lord, I agree with every word that she said, every request, Lord. And now I place, Lord, with my granddaughter, Carja, dear Father, and KJ Carja, who had been graduated, Lord, this evening, part of the program. They are with all these young people, dear Father, for their college graduation. We are asking you to strengthen them, dear Lord. It wasn't easy for them in the crisis that we are in, but the Lord have allowed them to overcome, Lord, and gain the victory. And as they move upward, dear Father, we ask you to allow them, each one of them, that they will remember you, because they are not the one who gave them the knowledge, the wisdom knowledge, so that they get a good grade and was able to graduate it. But we know that you were there by their side, so we ask you to bless them, keep them, guide them, and protect them again, we pray. Bless us, Lord, as we listen to your word. Help us that we will be blessed, and we present the speaker again in your care. We want to thank you for this great joy that you have given in our heart, so that we can understand that you love us with a compassionate love. So thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' loving name with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is the time. You know, I'm asking, I'm going to open this number. I hope that is the speaker. Okay, 904-661. Your line is open. Nine oh four six six one. Can you check your phone? 904-661. All right, brothers. If I'm asking if the speaker is on the line, can you press number one on your iPad that I can open your line? Okay, yes, brothers and sisters, we are still waiting. I have not seen a stream number here. I've opened a line and I didn't get no response. I'm asking the speaker if he's on the line. Brother Nicholas, can you press number one that I can open your line? Oh, yes, brothers and sisters, this is the time we're going to go into another word of prayer until wait a little. I don't get the speaker, so I'm going to open this line and ask for prayer. Five one eight four eight two. Can you call for a little word of prayer for us, please?
Father, we come to you. No other help but we helpless. We come to you. Hear us while we pray. Our Father and our God, once more we approach your throne of grace to give you praise and thanks that we can meet in this manner, to give you praise and thanks and to present to those, our people before you, Lord. Right now, Lord, we are waiting for the speaker to come on. We don't know what is the problem, Lord, but you remove everything that is preventing him from hearing and from joining us to give us the message for tonight. But we pray that you will bless him, and help that those of us who are waiting for a message will be able to receive that thy word from thy word. So again, we pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with each one that is on this line, those who are sick, those who are suffering, those who are have problems, Lord. We pray that you will be with them, strengthen them, that they may able to look to you and to know that you are God and that there is none other besides you. This evening, Father, we pray that you will continue to keep us all in your care and help us that we may able to love you and to serve you daily, and that we will keep trusting you no matter what what time, the times may seem hard and things are difficult, Lord, but help us that we will call upon your name who is strong to save and mighty to deliver. You'll continue to give us the strength that we need to keep our eyes fixed on you, that we may be blessed. Bless us again, Lord, even tonight as we wait on you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Fancinelli, for the prayer. Yes, brothers and sisters, I am still waiting. I'm asking you to speak on the line. Can you press number one that I will open the line? God is good. He is so great. He's worthy to be praised. 107, as a while ago, brothers and sisters, we know God is good, right? And we are here listening, you know, as we were talking this moment about nature, right? And we heard how nature is. We wait a little and more. And as we was reading what the cream contact with nature, brothers and sisters, and we said it, we were reading what God have given unto us, right? And it said there, we read over again, the Creator choose for our first parents, the surrounding, right? The surrounding best adapted for their health. Yes, brothers and sisters, I am just still asking if the speaker is on the line. Now, Sister Stephanie, we are having a speaker supposed to be coming on the line this time. Sister Stephanie is in a graduation with her daughter, I think, right? So she's not here with us this evening, but we're supposed to have another speaker, Brother Nicholas. So I'm asking Brother Nicholas, if you are on the line, if you can press number one, check your phone, is then that we can know that you are on the line ready to speak, right? I saw a line here, a number. I am not familiar with this number, so I'm going to open it the second time. 904-661, your line is open. 904-661. Okay, well, yes, brothers and sisters, let us give God the praise that due to him. It said the Creator choose for our first parents the surrounding best adapt for their health and happiness, as what we have been listening and getting from various sisters on the line. We heard a while ago from Sister Lynn, who have read about natural remedy and also about sickness. We also heard about Sister Consinelli. Her presentation was arthritis, and she gave us a lot of natural remedy, you know. And as we mentioned, the eight laws of health that God have given unto us, and that is one best remedy for each other. So we know, as we have been studying, and this reading is coming from the Minister of Health, Health and Happiness, and it is in contact with nature, and it is page 107, my brothers and sisters, you know. So we are going to read, because we have not seen our speaker yet on the line. So we're going to, you can follow, right? It said here, the Creator choose for our first parents the surrounding best adapted for their health and happiness. He did not place them in a palace or surround them with the artificial adornments and luxury, and so many today are struggling to obtain. He placed them in a close touch with nature, and in close communion with the Holy One of Heaven. So, you know, so we can saw what happened in the Garden of Eden, that God have given our first parents everything, every beauty. And as we were talking this evening, what a beauty we have when we go out in the sunshine, when we go out there in the field, when we go out there and we saw all these beautiful flowers that spring up. They are all different colors. We saw the beauty of God. So this is what the Lord have given unto us. He said in the garden that God prepared as an home for his children, grateful shrubs and delicate flowers, greeted the eye of every turn. There were trees of every variety, many of them laden with fragrant and delicious fruit. Brothers and sisters, I know you all love those fruits. You know, when you can look and you look upon the trees and you saw the apples, the oranges, the grape, right? And also the mangoes, my favorite. And all these wonderful fruit, those was what God have given unto us as fruit. And, you know, as the other day we heard that Sister Carla was planting some fruit trees, some trees, you know, some apples and some pears. And we know that God is going to allow these trees to grow and to bear fruit. And that is what the Lord wants us to have, you know, fruit. That's what he gave us in the Garden of Eden. And he wants us to have these, bring back all these things for us that we can live a healthy life without sickness. He said there were trees of every variety, many of them laden with fragrant and delicious fruit. On their branches, the birds cradled their songs of praise. And under their shadow, the creatures of the earth spotted together without a fear. That is the beauty. And he said, Adam and Eve, our first parents. People may say, why are we reading about Adam and Eve? Why are we reading about nature, about brothers and sisters, all these things? Build up our confidence to see the love that God has for us. And he has it for our first parents, and he have this love for us. And this is the reason why we have to study, you know, and study for ourselves so that we can share with others. When people was really troubled and perplexed and do not know what to do, you know, we can say we have a Savior who is there waiting for us, you know, just to tell him all our burdens, all our cares, and he's willing to hear us. He just wants us to be faithful. He said, here, Adam and Eve in their untainted purity, delighted in the sight and sound of Eden. God appointed them their work in the garden to dress it and to keep it. And we found that in Genesis 2:15, and each day's labor brought them health and gladness. So the more you labor out there in the garden, the more you do God's work out there in the world. We may not go in the garden, but we have a work out there to do. There are souls out there, brothers and sisters out there, you know, and this is the work that God wants us to do. The God wants us to take his word to those out there who do not know them, that we can draw them to Christ. And that as a representative, we are not only here to listen to the word, but also to be doers of the word. Right? He said, each day to labor brought them health and gladness, and the happy pair greeted with joy the visit of their creators. In the cool of the day, he walk and talk with them. Daily, God taught them his lesson. So, you know, God talked to them. They saw God. They know him. He walked with them and he talked with them. But instead of that, you know, purity that God have given unto them, we saw what the enemy have done. And because of the enemy caused everything, the thorns, the bars, and everything to caught up with us. So we are there, really have to be mindful how God loves us and what he has done for us. The plan of life which God appointed to our first parents has a lesson for us. Although sin has cast its shadow over the earth, God desires his children to find delight in the work of his hands. The more closely his plan of life is followed, is the more wonderfully will his work to restore suffering humanity. So, you know, the work that God have done for us and what we are supposed to be doing, brothers and sisters, we are supposed to go out and share. We are supposed to tell others of God coming. We have to allow them to know that God is able to do all things. And in this crisis, you know, I'm going to jump some paragraph. In this crisis that we are in, brothers and sisters, now is the time that we need to come to one another for help, you know. As he said here, the sick need to be brought into close touch with nature. We are having a lot of sickness, our family, our brothers and our sisters, our members, you know, they are sick, our church family. Our church family are sick, and we need them, you know, we need them to come to Christ, brothers and sisters. So what we need to do is to really go out and share the love of Christ with our brothers and sisters. I'm still looking on my board to see if I see. If there is Brother Nicholas, if you are on the line, can you press number one? That I can know that you are on the line. Okay, God is so good. He's so great. Let us continue, my dear brothers and sisters. It said the sick need to be taught into close touch with nature and outdoor life amid natural surroundings, which work wonders for many of helpless and almost hopeless invalids. As we said, nature, as my sister talked about country living a while ago in our reading, you know, God wants us to go to enjoy the country, the fresh air, the fresh breeze there, that we can understand his love and also, you know, what he has in store for us. God is so good, my dear brothers and sisters. He is worthy to be praised. Continue. Right. So he also said, for those who are weak in moral power, the city around is around in danger in them. Patients who have a natural appetite to overcome are continually exposed to temptation. So we see that the country, when we are in country, we will be more disciplined, brothers and sisters, even with our appetite. I see a number here. I'm going to open this. Okay. Okay. All right. 204-988, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. I just wanted to give God praise. My daughter just graduated actually she's a high school scholar, but I cheer this at you, and I'm very proud, and I know that it is all honor goes to God for bringing her through. She she's a high school scholar who is also graduated today with an associate degree in health information management. So I am so proud of her, and I know that she could not have done it without your prayers and without God, okay, without the help of God allowing her to be able to do both of them. I couldn't imagine being a high school scholar and a college student at the same time concurrently. And so she did that and was able to graduate. So we have one more graduation next week, you know, where she's doing the high school. So they did the college one first today, and then they're going to do the high school one. So I'm very, very, very proud that, you know, God has loaned them to me. And with the information that he has given to me, I was able to instill some of that in them. And so I pray that God will continue to lead them, guide them, convict their hearts because I also do have a son, so that they fully surrender to our Heavenly Father. So that is my praise report. It paid off. It was a lot of work, beloved. It was a lot of work. So I thank God, you know, just for bringing her to this journey, to the, this end of this chapter. And I pray that she will continue, as I've always said to her, continue to put God first and let her light shine, let his light shine through her so that others could come to know him. Amen.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord. Yeah, thank you for my dear sister Stephanie. The speaker is not on the other line. I'm trying to get the speaker. So
Did you want me to do something for a brief moment?
Just something short. Cause we have a few minutes.
You did. Did you do the scriptures, the one in Genesis and the one in?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do most of them.
Okay. And did you do your? I'm getting my book, my Ministry of Healing. And did you do your? Here we go. Did you do the eight laws?
Yes.
You did all of that. All right. Okay. No problem. Let me tell you. I'll just share something with you. You know that I have really, really awful allergies, and one of the things I was wondering why, you know, it was not bothering me so badly this time around. And what I've been doing, I told you we've been doing a lot of elderberries. It is really, really good. It boosts our immune system. We have also been doing lots and lots of purple cabbage. And when I was researching, I went on Wildwood because, you know, I think Sister Leola shared something about it, and I was on their website. And I realized, you know, I looked at asthma and allergies, and those are some of the food that I saw on there that we can consume that will assist us, right? Those purple, those dark purple fruits and vegetables. And so I'm like, I smile, right? I said, God, you're just so awesome. That's why it was not affecting me too badly this season. So I thank God for the fruit and the food and the green herbs that he has given us as meat and as health for our bodies. All right. So I am going to go. Let me share this with you because I hear Sister Powell said that we don't have a lot of time. So I'm going to share this brief information with you. And it's actually a couple of them, but it's not going to be long. I'm in Ministry of the Home, and I thought that this is amazing. It says right here, life's opportunity. I think this is perfect as we are in the last days. Heavenly Father, as we open this word, we ask you, Lord, to be with us, stir our hearts, Lord, so that we can see our need for you and hear what you have in store for us and see where we are in time, Lord. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Stir our hearts so that we can become more like you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. So I'm in Ministry of the Home, and it says life's opportunity. Our time here is short. What? Our time here is short. We can pass through this world but once. As we pass along, let us make the most of life. The work to which we are called does not require wealth or social position or great ability. It requires a kindly, self-sacrificing spirit and a steadfast purpose. I'm going to read it again. The work to which we are called does not require wealth or social position or great ability. It requires a kindly, self-sacrificing spirit and a what? Steadfast purpose. A lamp, however small, it kept steadily burning, may be the means of lighting many other lamps. Our sphere of influence may seem narrow or our ability small, our opportunities few, our acquirements limited, yet wonderful possibilities are ours through a faithful use of the opportunities of our home. If we will open our hearts and homes to the divine principles of light, we shall become channels for current of life-giving power. If I'm going to repeat, if we will open our hearts and homes to the divine principles of life, we shall become channels for currents of life-giving power. From our homes will flow streams of healing, bringing life and beauty and fruitfulness where now are barrenness and dearth. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 12, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 71, verse 3. And then I'm going to end with diet and health. I am in diet, reform in diet, and it says, this brings solemnness and wisdom to me each time I read it. It says, our bodies are Christ's purchased possession, and we are not at liberty to do with them as we please. All who understand the laws of health should realize their obligation to obey these laws, which God has established in their being. Obedience to the laws of health is to be made a matter of personal duty. We ourselves must suffer the results of violated law. We must individually answer to God for our habits and practices. Therefore, the question with us is not, what is the world's practice, but how shall I, as an individual, treat the habitation that God has given me? And each time I read that, it is so powerful. This is the reading and the message that we have for today, all right? Our bodies are our temples, and we are not, right? God has given us this temple, and we are not at liberty to do as we feel with it. Amen? Amen.
You finished?
So I'm finished, Sister Paul. Yes, I'm finished.
Okay.
Did you want me to pray?
Yes, sure.
Okay, all right. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we are just so thankful, Lord, for all the things that you have done for us. We don't deserve it. But here you are as we have received counsel. Lord, we know that our time here on earth is short. Because of sin, our sentence is to be death. But God, you are so faithful to us, Lord. You are so long-suffering, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercies, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that the message that you have given us today, it will stir our hearts. It will instill us, Lord, to become higher with you, to become more obedient so that your character can be reflected in us. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for coming and also sharing that praise report and that praise report about not only Kaja alone, but Kaja, your daughter. And I know how you are felt about the situation and also for the other children, you know, that, you know, God have blesses them in their graduation. I want to thank God that God have, you know, been by their side, even enduring the pandemic. And brothers and sisters, tonight we were supposed to have, you know, God just, you know, we always have a ram in the bush that the Lord placed, because I wasn't expecting Sister Stephanie to join us this evening because I knew that she had the graduation ceremony to really, you know, watch. So I wasn't looking, but God had sent her just the time, you know, to finish up. So we just want to give God thanks and praise for each and every one of you guys who join us today. And by giving their various testimony, and although we did not get Brother Nicholas, brothers and sisters, we know maybe something happened, you know, there was a number on the line that I did not, you know, I was not familiar with the number, and it's 904-661. I called that number, think it was Brother Nicholas, but it looked like it wasn't Brother Nicholas. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters, you know, that 904-661, that we just want to let you know we appreciate your on the line, visit on the line. Listen, I did not know how to get that name of that person. Maybe it's one of Brother Eli's brothers who he invited to the line. So we just want to let you know that Advent Light, you know, welcome you on the line, and we just hope that, you know, you will be able to join us and to fellowship with us. So we welcome you on the line and welcome every brothers and sisters who joined tonight. And we remember that tomorrow night is the Sabbath, so we are asking our brothers and sisters to remember to join us. And let us, you know, be faithful, brothers and sisters. Let us trust God. God is able to do all things. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Praise God. Good night, brothers and sisters. Have a blessed night. And
is on.